The leading cause of blindness and vision loss in people over 65 is a condition called macular degeneration. In most cases, it's untreatable. Now, a new study shows high doses of common dietary supplements can slow the disease. NPR's Vicky Quay reports.
The macula is a part of the retina needed to look directly at something and distinguish fine details. To understand what it's like to live with macular degeneration, hold the palm of your hand in front of your face and look right at it. The condition destroys straight-ahead vision, leaving only peripheral vision. For 81-year-old Pearl Gellin, a retired bookkeeper and widow, living with macular degeneration means having to rely on friends for help.
I'm used to being very independent, and this has taken that away. I can't drive. I try to do things that I did before the best that I can with magnifiers, with the television. I can hear, I can see shadows, but I can't see pictures.
Even worse, she can't recognize people's faces unless she's up close to them. Gellin was diagnosed just 2 years ago. At the time, there was nothing her doctor could do to slow the progression of the disease. Now, a new study by the National Eye Institute suggests others with a high risk may have a better chance by taking high levels of common dietary supplements. The study's lead researcher is Dr. Frederick Ferris.
The exciting thing about this study is that this can keep people who have good vision with their good vision by taking these supplements.
Ferris and a team of researchers followed more than 3,600 people between the ages of 55 and 80 who already had various levels of the disease. They were randomly given one of four treatments, just the trace mineral zinc, an antioxidant mixture of vitamins C and E and beta carotene, a combination of zinc and the antioxidants, and lastly, a placebo. The pills were provided by Bausch & Lomb, the eye care company. The researchers studied the group for 6 years. In this month's Archives of Ophthalmology, they report that the participants with the highest risk, those with moderate or advanced macular degeneration in one eye, were 25% less likely than the placebo group to see their conditions worsen. They were also 20% less likely to suffer vision loss.
This is a major advance.
Dr. Stuart Fine is a retina specialist and director of the University of Pennsylvania Shea Eye Institute.
These are significant reductions in risk, and they apply to a large number of patients with macular degeneration.
So does this mean people over 65 should run to the health food store? Fine says no. The findings only apply to those with the highest risk of developing advanced macular degeneration. No apparent benefit was found for those in the early stages of the disease. And taking excessive doses of vitamins, in this case levels way beyond those achieved through diet, can be toxic. High levels of zinc can lead to anemia, and beta carotene can increase the risk of lung cancer among smokers. Fine suggests people should see their eye doctor, get a dilated exam. If they have symptoms, discuss with their doctor whether they should take the supplements. Vicky Quay, NPR News.